Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor. Yes, 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 you tune into the Joy Doctor Show, brought to you each Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. And for those of you that are listening or would like to listen, you may call in to 323-580-5712. Yes, that's 323-580-5712. Yes, the Joy Doctor would like to be online live with you and share with you all the things that he has in store. And tonight, somebody say tonight, yes. Tonight, we're going to talk about life. Yes, we're going to talk about life. But how are we going to sum it up in 30 minutes, 45 minutes, in an hour? We're not. However, I'm going to give you keys tonight to help you to have an abundant life. Yes, an abundant life. Because we all know that things happen, circumstances, situations, trials, tribulations, finances, romance, divorce, upsets. All of these things happen in life, but yet they don't have to leave a negative impact on our life. They are considered life lessons. And each time we go around the base, there is something we have to learn in life. So tonight we're going to talk about life as far as the stress, the tired, the weary. Or you may be at a crossroad and you're just trying to figure out, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? Well, tonight I'm here to help you. Yes, I'm here to help you, to encourage you, to motivate you, to let you know that you can exceed, you can excel, and you can graduate to an abundant life. Yes, it's all about graduation, folks. Every time we go through something, if we don't pass the test, we fail. And if we don't learn from it, we have to repeat it again. So it's just like going through school. If you don't pass the test, you have to take a retest. If you don't pass enough tests to make the grade, then you have to repeat that grade again. And when you repeat that grade again, you come in contact with different people. So as you go through life, there's going to be some situations and circumstances that's going to cause you to be behind some people, ahead of others, and connected with the rest. Behind some, ahead of others, and connected with the rest. Yes, and this is the journey called life. Yes, this is the journey called life. How are we going to make it? Stressed, worried about things that we may not even be able to change. I remember reading one time while I was going through the library, there was a poem that says, "Help me to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things again, and the wisdom to know the difference." In those three lines, there's a lot of truth. Accepting. There is no need of crying over spilled milk. Why? Because it has no use once it's spilled. There's nothing you can do with spilled milk except for clean it up. You clean it up and you learn how not to spill it again. So if you set it on a three-legged table in a glass, crystal, a glass of milk, and it fell over, then you know that the table was unstable. So the next time you look for your four-legged table, place your glass in the center of the table or not on the edge, and it won't spill. There's no need of crying because guess what? There's always more milk in the refrigerator. Yes, there's always more in the refrigerator. So we have to learn how to go, let that go, and accept that things that have wasted our time, that has spilled our resources, caused us to feel like that we're useless. And we have to come in contact with people that's going to help us or come and get around things or let just have to let things go. And in that case, like I said earlier, there's nothing you can do with spilled milk except for clean it up. And that's just like life. There are a lot of things that you can't change. There are a lot of things that you want to change. However, there are some things that you cannot change. Having a baby at an early age, you can't change that. You just love the baby. Getting married at an early age, going through some different things, still together, you can't change that. You just learn from that and work the rest of the years out to make it better. Getting married at an early age, getting divorced, you can't change that. The only thing you can do from that is learn how to treat your next mate better. So there are some things and there are some mistakes you're going to make in life that you cannot change. So there is no need of being stressed out about it. There is no need of being worried about it. You have to go back to the refrigerator and refill your glass again. And in refilling your glass again, you're creating an atmosphere of abundant life. Why? Because now you realize and you accept the fact that that part of it is gone. But it was a small portion. That glass is nothing considered or comparable to the gallon of milk that was still left in the refrigerator. One cup out of the milk spilled, but you still have more. So we have to learn how to go back. Sometimes we have to start over. Sometimes we have to regroup. Sometimes we just have to sit down and think it over. Was this a negative thing in my life that I needed to let go? Or was this a negative thing that has now turned into something positive? Or was it positive for a season, and now it has become negative, so I have to let it go? So in knowing that, then we can create our atmosphere of abundant life, because now I know what to accept and what to let go. And when I learn how to accept things and when I learn how to let go of things, then I'm no longer held down in stress, weary, or standing at a crossroad. Because usually when you stand at a crossroad, that means that you've tried a lot of options. But a lot of times, one of those options are not letting go. Because when we let go, then we free ourselves up for more opportunities to have an abundant life. As long as I had milk in the glass, I couldn't put any more milk in the glass, because then it would overflow and I would still have spilled milk. However, since the glass of milk spilled, now, I go back to the refrigerator. While on my way back to the refrigerator, I realize, hey, I messed up. I did something wrong. Or the cat may have came across the table and knocked the glass of milk over. Either way, I did something wrong. I can't dwell on it. I just learned from it. When I got milk at the table, me and the cat cannot drink out of the same glass. He has to get his bowl. I'm sorry. Or I know now not to put it on a wobbly table in something that's crystal, because crystal is delicate and the table is unstable. A delicate object put in an unstable situation is determined to be crushed and crashed. There is no way around it. But when we create our atmosphere of abundant life, then we begin to train our emotions. Yes, train our emotions. We no longer cry over spilled milk. We say, oh, I'm sorry. I hate that I lost it, but I did. However, there is more where that came from. Now, when I go back to get that more, I'm not going to make those same mistakes, because I don't want that same feeling to come up in my life or in my mind or in my heart. I don't want those same feelings. So when I go back and get refilled, then I'm going to do those things differently. So now that I'm creating it, my atmosphere of abundant life, now I can train my emotions. I know what to let go. I know what to accept. I know what to ponder on. Because a lot of times it's not that simple. It's not that cut and dry. Sometimes it's just a shade of gray. Yes, sometimes it's just a shade of gray. So you have to look at it long enough to see if it's going to turn black or white, or if it's going to remain gray. Yes, we're not talking about 50 shades. We're only talking about one shade, and that's gray. And it either is going to be black or white, or it's going to remain gray. Now, you say, Joy Doctor, why did you use that analogy? Hey, I'm glad you asked. Because things that are black tends to keep us in darkness. The things that we don't understand, the hurt that we carry, the anxiety, the animosity, all of those things, the jealousy, all of those things tend to keep us in darkness to where we cannot even enjoy ourselves. That's right. In order to have an abundant life, you must first let go. Accept the things that you cannot change, the courage to change the things that you can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So, in order to have an abundant life, I first must know how to have joy. There is no way I can have a joyful life if, of course, I'm not happy. Or if I don't have joy. You know, happy only means something has to be happening in order for you to be happy. So therefore, it has to be something constantly happening to keep you happy. But if you have joy, joy comes from the inside, and joy is in you, and joy is a part of you. So if ain't nothing happy happening, you still have joy. So what I'm saying is, happy is only a temporary fix. But joy is there for a lifetime. Yes, joy is there for a lifetime. Yes, joy is there for a lifetime. And if you come to that conclusion and know that joy is there for a lifetime, wouldn't you want to have joy? Wouldn't you want your life to be abundance of joy? Nothing fake. Nothing shake, but the real joy. I remember a show one time way back. It said, will the real person please stand up? So that's when you come to your abundant life, when you begin to be real with yourself, letting go of those things, accepting those things, and understand that your emotions will continue to toy with you and toss you to and fro and keep you either in the darkness, the black, or it will bring you over to the white, which is the light. Now, joy is always in the light. Joy is always in the spotlight because joy cannot be hid. You can walk in a room and be filled with joy, and all of a sudden the room becomes lit up because joy is a part of you. So how do I go from being stressed to having joy? Stop worrying. You can't change it. Don't worry about it. You can change it, then get the courage to do something about it. You get the courage to do something about it, stand firm on it. Follow through. Watch the dream come alive. Because then that's exactly what it is. You're beginning to expand your visions, dreams, and desires. Once you train your emotions of what to keep and what to let go, what to ponder on, but you can't ponder on it long because then it becomes baggage. So you have to come to a decision one way or other. And that's another area where we don't really want to journey into is decision making. Because, see, when you start making decisions, then your emotions get involved. Well, if I do it like this, then this person is going to be upset. If I do it like this, then I may not be happy. Well, the world does not evolve around one situation. That situation is only a tenth or a fifth or a fraction of a millionth of the things that you're going to have to deal with in life. It's not the end of the world. Kids going off to school, going off to college because they graduated, you're home alone, find you some things to do. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Take out yoga. Take out walking. Go to the library and be volunteering and volunteer. Spend time with yourself. Go hiking. Go camping. Do the things that you used to do that caused you to have joy. There is no sadness because they're going off to school. There's joy. Now you can see the fruit of your labor. After a few years, you can receive the harvest. But until then, enjoy yourself. Cultivate your life. Do things that are important to you that you have put on the shelf. Pick up that book. Take out that tablet and begin to write your diary. Begin to write your short stories again. Do things that's going to bring joy to you. Bring that vision back alive. Grab that dream that you went to sleep on. Get those desires that you had and begin to work them. And create you an atmosphere of abundance. No one has to be unhappy. Unhappiness is a choice. You choose unhappiness just like you choose to be happy. But remember, don't just choose happy and live in a mediocre world. Choose joy and live in a life of abundance. Because as you begin to wake those dreams and those desires, and those visions begin to come back alive, you begin to give yourself. You begin to give more of yourself. And the things that you love, the things that bring you joy, you give to them. Your children bring you joy, you give to them. You love what you do as far as your job, you give your time to that. Your family brings you joy, you give your time to that. Relationships, you give. Your friends, you give. So in order to create an abundant life, sometimes you're going to have to give. I know there's a wise proverb that says, it's better to give than to receive. Now, I often thought that was quite backwards, because I always wanted to receive better to give. But then there was also situations where I wanted to give and not receive. So I had it backwards. Because, see, it says it's better to give than to receive. Well, I thought that was backwards when it came down to money. I'd rather receive $1,000 than to give $1,000. And some of you are like that as well. Don't judge me. Don't hate on me. But then also, too, there was one that says it's better to give than to receive. Well, I would rather they give the utility bill to somebody else than for me to receive it. And see, that was all wrong. That was all backwards. Because that was selfishness. That was selfishness. Because how many of you know that when you give to someone in need, or you give with a purpose or a goal in mind, that brings joy to you? Yes, that brings joy. Because you're giving. And when you give of yourself, then you become empty. You're constantly giving. You're constantly giving. It's just like a car. If you constantly drive, the car gives you 500 miles to the tank. You drive 490 miles. The little light comes on. Hey, it's time to fill me up again. So that's what we have to learn to do. And if we learn to accept and release and then train our emotions to ponder on things, but give it a time frame, don't hold it, either put it in the accept or release bucket, then we'll be able to move forward. Because a lot of times it's not the outside people that's causing us stress. It's our inside instability, insecurity, and just not happy or just not filled with joy. That's what causes the weariness, the tiredness, and the stress. I mean, just like my friend Lois Bullitt, when she gets down to it and says, let's talk truth. I mean, when we talk truth, it's not always the outside that's pressing on me that caused me to be stressed or to cause me to be weary. Because if I have joy on the inside, then those situations are not going to really matter. Because I can find the positive out of every situation. So what? I spilled my milk. I'll go back and get some more. I broke my fine crystal. Well, now I got to sweep it up and figure out how to get another one. Or not. Choices. Decisions. That's what it boils down to have an abundant life. Train your emotions. Well, first you have to create your atmosphere for an abundant life. You have to know that you want joy, you need joy, you love to have joy, and you desire joy. So you have to know, okay, these are the things that I want that will bring me or cause me to have an abundant life. Now that I know that these things, these are the things that I want that's going to cause me to have abundant life, now I'm going to have to train my emotions not to accept any negativity that caused me to get off track. Because there are some people that are dream killers and dream stealers. You be on a high. Of course, now we're talking about joy. We're not talking about a joint. We're talking about a joy. Yes, J-O-Y. That's right, J-O-Y. And there are dream killers and dream stealers. You can be on a high, excited, and you begin to share with them, oh, yes, I have a lovely morning. How are you today? Oh, I'm great. I'm just lovely. How are you? Well, it's been one of them days. You immediately say, well, I'm sorry that you're having a bad day, but my day is great. And if you want a great day, hang out with me. And you keep on moving. You don't allow that to dwell on you that they're having a bad day. You can give them a hug. You can give them a smile. Or if there's a need, you may be able to give to that need and bring joy to their heart, face, and pocketbook. But nevertheless, you don't let that dwell on you. You keep it moving. So once you create an abundant life, you have to train your emotions, expand your visions, dreams, and desires, and you have to give and refill. You have to give and refill. There is nothing like having a life that's abundant. And I've been talking about abundant life, but let me explain what abundant life is. Abundant life is when you have more than what you thought you could ever imagine having in life. Now, it's not always monetary, and sometimes it's not even tangible. For a lady that may have had a miscarriage and thought she couldn't get pregnant, her and her husband try again and they have a baby, that's an abundant life to them. For a man or a woman that comes out of prison and end up owning a company that has jobs for the community and being prosperous in the community, that's an abundant life. For a man or a woman to get married, they may not have a desire to have children. To them, that's an abundant life. They have created that atmosphere for an abundant life. For the person that started out, maybe working at a company at a temporary service, and now they're a manager, supervisor, director over a group of people, to them, that could be an abundant life. What am I saying? I'm saying whatever your abundant life is, create it. And when you create it, don't let nothing or no one interfere. Create it. And don't let no one or nothing interfere, not even yourself. Because sometimes when we create an abundant life, the life that we created that's abundant is also destroyed by the hands that created the abundance. So, whatever your abundant life is, create it and appreciate it, and don't destroy it, but savor every moment and enjoy it to the fullest, because you deserve an abundant life. You can have an abundant life by creating it, training your emotions, and expanding your visions and dreams. Because it's all possible. You have to know that you can. You have to know that you the will. And you have to know that you must. Because you deserve an abundant life. And a life worth living, a life worth having, is a life worth being in abundance. Well, I would like to thank you for tuning in to the Joy Doctor on today. Yes, each Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. where, yes, yours truly, the Joy Doctor will be here giving you tips and nuggets on how to be the best and achieve the best that you can achieve. And remember, we always do this. We always talk truth. And that will be on tomorrow night at 7 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. And tune in to Mr. Motivator Saturday. Yes, Saturday. The Mr. Motivator, tune in. And we want to thank you for tuning in tonight to the Joy Doctor Show. Yes, and if you'd like to send nuggets, tips, messages, notes, emails, you can contact me at the Joy Doctor, yes, DTHEJOYDR at gmail.com. Once again, that's DTHE. Joy, J-O-Y, Dr. D-R, at gmail.com. And until next week, remember, you can have an abundant life.